מסכת בבא מציעה, פרק ט' משנה י' ב', משנה says, אחד שכר אדם ואחד שכר בהמה, whether somebody owes person money for his regular wages, if he hired a person to work, or he rented an animal from a person and he owes him money, ואחד שכר כלים, or if he owes him payment for renting כלים, utensils, יש בו משום ביומו תיתן שכרו, that person would be required to pay him on time as a mitzvat aseh, that you should pay him his wages on that day. V'yesh bo mishum lo talin pivulat sachir itecha ad boker. And also the lo ta'aseh, you're not allowed to keep the payment of your worker with you overnight until the morning. Now we'll talk about when this isur applies and when it doesn't apply. Ematai, when does a person violate this isur where he's not paying his worker on time? Bizman shetiba'o, when the worker asks him for his money and the employer doesn't pay him during the proper time. Lo tiba'o eno over alav. But if the worker didn't ask for his money, then the owner, the employer, doesn't violate this isur if he doesn't pay right away, because he could make the assumption that the worker doesn't want to be paid right away. Sometimes people, they're okay waiting a little bit for their money, so if he never asked for it, he can't assume that the owner is going to give it to him, and the owner wouldn't violate the lo ta'aseh in that situation until he's asked. Himhahu etzel henvani o etzel shulhani eno over alav. If the employer sent the worker to a shopkeeper, he arranged for a person who owns a store to either give food or value of wages to this worker, or he directed him to go to a money changer. The money changer is going to pay the worker. He's going to handle the payment. Eno over alav. The employer does not violate this prohibition if it happens to be that storekeeper or money changer don't pay the worker on time or before the end of that period that he was supposed to pay him. Now that we spoke about the proper times for these workers to be paid, we'll talk about a halakha that applies during that time period. Sachir bizmano. If a worker asks for his payment during the time when he's supposed to be paid, like we discussed that pay period, and the employer says, I already paid you. Nishba v'notel. The worker could swear that he wasn't paid and collect the money from the employer. We believe the worker over the employer because we can make the assumption that the employer is busy. He has a whole business to run. And therefore, he may have thought that he paid the worker, but he didn't actually pay him. Avar zemano. But once that time ended for the worker to be paid, it's over. And if the worker claimed that he wasn't paid and the employer claims that he already paid him, eno nishba venotel, the worker cannot swear and collect his money. Rather, here it's the employer who swears that he paid the worker and he wouldn't have to pay him. We make this assumption over here because even somebody who's busy, a owner of a company who's busy, he makes sure to pay his owners before that deadline, because he doesn't want to violate the command of the Torah. Once that deadline has passed, we believe the employer and not the worker. Im yesh edim shetiva'o, harei ze nishba venotel. If there are witnesses who make a testimony in front of us that the worker asked the owner for money before the deadline, and the owner pushed him away, and he said, come back to me later, then even after the deadline passed, the worker can make a swear that he wasn't paid and collect the money. In this situation, we believe the worker even after the deadline because the employer wasn't concerned with paying him on time. He wasn't nervous about missing the deadline. Ger toshav yesh bo mishum biyomot iten secharo. If somebody is a ger toshav, a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Israel, who's not an idol worshiper, and he's a person who's working at night, he would be a person who is subject to the halakha of biyomot iten secharo, that he has to be paid before sunset. Ve'en bo mishum lo talin piulat sachir itechad boker. But if he was hired as a day worker, he wouldn't be subject to the prohibition of don't leave the wages of your worker with you overnight until the morning, and therefore he wouldn't have to be paid before the next morning. So we see we have two different pisukim over here. The first one dealing with the night worker. The wording here implies that it doesn't only apply to a Jew, but it applies to anybody as well. We infer that from the pasuk. It's a general pasuk and it applies to everybody. But when talking about the person who is a day worker, working just during the daytime, the ger toshav wouldn't apply to that because we use the word re'echa over here. your friend. That means somebody who's a member of Bnei Israel, and therefore the day worker, person who's working during the daytime, who's a get toshav, the obligation to pay him on time wouldn't be in effect if he wasn't paid by that next morning.